Good morning, everybody. The Director General, Your Excellencies, delegates, friends. I'm here representing the DESI Consortium and also coming from a country like India, which is a developing country, which has its own dynamics of the problem that we are discussing here today. So my presentation here today will try to cover the technological aspects, the technological solutions, the highlighting the problem, and also giving a perspective on what implications there are in developing countries on these exemptions that we are talking about and the collaborations that we are talking about between the copyright owners and the stakeholders. So I would like to start with a small video which highlights why we are doing the steps or the treaty. Why is it being proposed? What exactly is the problem? Just a small video to highlight that, please.
Worldwide, there are as many as 200 million people with disabilities that experience difficulty or are prevented from reading printed books, magazines, and newspapers.
I have retinal dystrophy, which is a medical way of saying that the retinal cells, which collect light, are very gradually deteriorating. I was brought up in a family of readers, and the house was full of books. So books for me are, they symbolize home, and they symbolize learning. The single biggest change for me came when I could no longer read, you know, your average print size.
I do enjoy reading books a lot. I like family sagas, I like books about different countries and cultures, but I don't have a great choice. I really have to read whatever I get my hands on.
Ik ben geboren met de oogziekte.
I was born with a disease that caused me to gradually lose my eyesight. I've been blind for nearly 15 years.
Ik ben vooral een lezer van spannende boeken.
I like to read detective books, and there are some Dutch authors who write very good detective novels. But even though there are about 20,000 books published in the Netherlands each year, only 10% of these books are published for the reading impaired.
The vision of the Digital Accessible Information System, or DESI Consortium, is that all published information be available to people who are blind or print disabled at the time of publication. In addition, the published information must be available in a highly functional, feature-rich format at the same price as the print version.
I want to read new material. Material about modern life, about today's debates, today's discussions. And that the big problem for me is that those books come out in print, and it's several years if they ever get into a DESI book format.
The shortage of DESI books and other content may soon be a thing of the past. A collaborative project between the DESI Consortium, Microsoft, and Sonata has the power to transform millions of OpenXML documents into DESI format.
Bring up the PowerPoint.
Go ahead.
Okay, so as we have seen that the solution, which is the problem, is that the persons with blindness and low vision want access to the printed material, and DESI Consortium is actually now has made progress in providing the technical solution, which enables or which makes this possible. Today's vision is that the materials should be made available at the same time when it is published in the normal print format. At the same time, the same material should be available in accessible format to persons with blindness and low vision, and at no extra cost. And I think that this vision is not really an unfair vision to anybody. This is something that we all want that should happen. There are two aspects to it. One is the technology which would provide the solution, and the second is the policy and the social framework which should enable technology to function within the limits and with taking care of all the stakeholders' interests.
Slide three. One world for all.
we can very clearly see that persons with disabilities do not live in a separate world. We share the same transportation system, we share the same schools, colleges, workplaces. They cannot be a country for the blind. We have to live in the same world and share the same infrastructure with everybody. And once, if that is happening, it means that we need access to the information, the same access to similar information what everybody else is getting. We can't restrict the access to information and yet expect that persons with disability would be able to live a life of dignity in the same world that everybody us are sharing with each other. Now, the people who are designing the infrastructure and the information, the software developers, the content developers, can they really understand what a person with dyslexia requires, or what a screen reading software is currently able to do or not able to do in terms of reading information out of a website, etc.? It is certainly not possible for every individual to know the need of all kinds of persons with disabilities. Then what is the solution that a person who doesn't know the needs of persons with vision impairment, when he designs a website or when he publishes a work, a book that is made accessible to persons with disabilities? The answer lies in standards. The DAISY Consortium has brought out a standard, and if a publisher adopts a DAISY DTBook XML standards as a standard for creating its master document, he has taken care of all the needs of all kinds of persons with disabilities. That is all need to be done. And these are some of the examples on the slide on what are these two or three main standards which prove with proven track record of accessibility that will make sure that all information is actually accessible to persons with disabilities, no matter whether they are persons with hearing impairment or vision impairment or dyslexia or anybody. The concept here is that why, if we have to live in the same world, why don't we all adopt one single source document by which we are able to not only produce the print hard copy books, but we are able to use the same source document to produce the braille books, the talking books, and multimedia digital books out of the same source document. And this is obviously currently possible. If we are creating a digital library, let's create that digital library for everybody using this one single source document concept, so that this library itself is accessible to everybody and we do not have to recreate this whole infrastructure, especially for persons with disabilities. Well, this movement of DAISY and the technological solutions began in the developed world, but we realized obviously that there are 90% of the population of persons with blindness and low vision live in the developing countries. They have the problems of content not being available in local languages. They have we have problems of the service delivery and the content generation in accessible format. This whole service delivery model is being delivered by a very fractionalized group of NGOs working in a very small encashment areas. So these were the situations which were seen by the DAISY Consortium, and it started a project called DAISY for All project to address some of these issues and to take the technological and the social solutions to the developing countries. Slide 7, DAISY for All project, 2003-2008 established DAISY focal point. So within the last 5 years, we have actually, directly by the DAISY for All project, we have gone to 12 countries where the DAISY focal points have been established. Now, when we went to these places, we also emphasized on development of human resource which could actually deliver this content in the most accessible format so that solutions could be found locally. Secondly, the software development and technological development also concentrated on local language solutions and the low-cost solutions for everything for which higher cost solutions were being deployed in the developed countries. We started developing low-cost solutions for developing countries. Now, we actually established networks of these smaller organizations. As we highlighted this problem in the previous slide, that there are smaller organizations which were delivering content to the end users. These smaller organizations obviously had their own set of problems because each book was being made several times by every small organization. Under these circumstances, the IP restrictions created another kind of a barrier for us, because all these smaller organizations were really dreadful of making public what they were creating. Even if they were actually they were able to get some exemptions, but they were really fearful because the copyright did not allow them to share content with each other, and even the availability of books, what books are currently available in accessible format, the catalogs were not being shared by these organizations, which really meant that the already scarce resources which are there in the developing countries were not being deployed very judiciously. There was a lot of wastage that went on. Each book, each textbook, for example, for persons with blindness and low vision, got created several times, so that because the information about this availability of accessible materials were not being shared by the organizations. DAISY for All project created networks of organizations, but these networks really require scaling up of the operations. These networks require combined cataloging systems to be deployed. These networks require that one organization should be able to share a book with another organization. For example, creating a digital talking book version of one book of 200 pages would take approximately 200 to $300, which is a huge amount in a developing country. Now, once this master is produced, creating a copy of it, of course, is not even a fraction of a cost. It's less than $1 to create a copy. But if we are not allowed to share this master with another organizations with the same purpose, then we go on to spend the same amount of $200, $300 to create a master again. On top of it, there are, in countries like Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, we actually, through the DAISY for All project, started the concept of libraries of accessible materials. They did not have even 20 books in accessible material in a collection of a library. A lot of these countries have got second or the third language as English. And we all know that the books in French, English, Spanish languages in the numbers of thousands and hundreds of thousands of books exist in accessible format. But the scarce resources of developing countries, considering that, we are forced to recreate all that information again in the accessible format just because the library partner libraries of the developed countries cannot share their content with the developing countries. And therefore, till date also, the library of Bangladesh, which has been in existence for about 3 years, till date has a collection of only 250 books in accessible formats. So that's a huge dilemma, that whenever we want to go to any developing country, we want to go with a package of an already existing library. Why can't we take a collection of 1,000 books which are universally required and start a library straight away which starts serving the persons with disabilities of that region? So that's a dream that we come here for. We know that the technological solution for this already exists, and we are here with an appeal that let's together work towards a solution, a social solution, and adopt this technological solution for it. Thank you.